Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Julie.
Huh?
Julie.
I know, right? It feels like Tuesday, but it's really Wednesday.
Julie.
Huh?
Julie.
It's going to feel that way the whole week. Just,
it is.
You're one day ahead. Rejoice.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Anybody?
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 Mike.
What day is it, Mike?
For WRJZ, it is Wednesday.
Mike.
So good to have you along. It is now coming up on 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ. Joy Radio. Dave Claybo's over there.
Here I am.
How you doing, Uncle Dave?
I'm pretty good there. How you doing there?
Well, I don't know about pretty, but you're good.
Yeah.
Also, I was walking around working out yesterday with a bunch of guys. By the way, part of our Summer of Liberty I've been talking about is going to be brought to you by Rusty Wallace Nissan. Cougar Gene Morris.
American.
This is Cougar Gene Morris. That's an American right there.
American, yeah.
I mean, you don't get no more American than Cougar Gene Morris. Now, we're going to have special readings from people like Patrick Henry, which I do often. Maybe even John Adams. Probably James Madison. Definitely George Washington. Definitely some of the leaders and founding fathers. Benjamin Franklin, of course. There's going to be several founding fathers whose statements, letters, are going to be read throughout the 3 weeks, the first 3 weeks. This is going to be a lot of fun. And it's brought to you in part by Rusty Wallace Nissan. Several others will come aboard as well. We just got it up yesterday. We decided we're going to do a lot of, like, a national anthem or two. You know, we're going to do several people leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. When I say people, I'm talking about mostly young folk. It'll be great. So we got a lot of things coming up that I think is worth celebrating in this semi-quincentennial year. I was in the seventh grade in the bicentennial year. I was in the seventh grade. I played It's America's Birthday, Charlie Brown. So I got to play Charlie Brown in the play in Mrs. Hopper's drama class, seventh grade.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh, it was. Listen, the guy who played Snoopy stole the show. Bill Mellon was awesome. He was the awesomest Snoopy I have ever seen. We put him in a Snoopy outfit. Man, he just went to town. I know he was burning wet, but he was also a good athlete, a pretty good football player. Very small football player, but he was very good, very effective defensive player. But Bill Mellon just had a blast.
Did he do Snoopy?
He kind of did. He kind of made the right sounds and everything. His motions, though, were perfect.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he kind of, he kind of did his own thing. Coming up, we're going to talk about reasons for hope, not just with this nation, but with the church in America. See, what's happening is the church in America is beginning to wake up. I think we've been asleep for a while. I really do. We'll talk more about that. Also, some notable birthdays. And the fact that Roots is now back into the schools. We'll talk about that. Should Roots have ever been taken out? Question 865-342-5620. Here's one question I'm going to ask. How did you quit smoking if you were a smoker? Tell me your testimony. 865-342-5620.
Morning prayer and coffee to spare. It's the Bob Bell Show. Rise and shine and get ready to face the day.
The Lord is slowly easing the drought. Are you thankful? Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Colossians 4:2. And I want you to listen to this song. As stated in this song, such an important song that was written so that we can understand the glory of God. You see, this is all about Him. Now, Let's read the word together, shall we? Turn to the Psalms.
The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. We want to see his glory. Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory, God. Oh, send out your power. Oh, God, send your glory. We want to see you move in our generations, oh, God. Come and move, God. We want to see your power. We want to see your glory. Oh, God, we love you. Oh, God, pray on us. Pray on us, oh, God. Pray on us, oh, God.
Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. For WRJZ, I hope and pray that we cling to the gospel of liberty in the summer of liberty 2026. And for those of us who belong to Christ, it's our turn to share the good news and encouragement. Continue to pray for the negotiations going on in Iran at this moment. There have been some reports of the Iran regime trying to lay some mines in the Straits of Hormuz. They were caught and they were taken care of. And that's good. Pray for our men and women in theater that are performing those operations. There's still officially a ceasefire, but Iran has violated that many different ways. And then they turn around and blame America, which is what happens. So pray that we're dealing with the right people who could actually make decisions for their regime. It is a toxic regime. I don't know if I would trust anyone in it. One prayer request before we go that I found on our wall. The prayer wall, by the way, is at wrjz.com. Please pray that I do not lose my house. My family and I may end up on the street. We're trying to find emergency housing now. We live in a group home. They may give me 30 days notice. I need a house by the end of this month. If there's an open bed in another group home, please pray. It's sort of a broken, if you will, request, but God knows. Pray that I'll get that open by the end of this month. Please, this is an emergency prayer request. Thank you. I need all of your prayers. I do not want to be homeless. Thank you. I hope and pray that you'll lift that precious person up. I happen to know she's a woman. Her name is Dawn. So you need to pray for Dawn. So go to wrjz.com and the prayer wall, right up there, the prayer request is at the top tab. You can click that on and put your request in, fill out a simple form, takes about 20 seconds. and you're in. Coming up in a few moments, more traffic, more weather here at WRJZ. So some of you stopped smoking. The city council has said they're going to ban smoking in all buildings in the city, more or less, all public buildings, period. I thought that was already banned. I didn't know. But that being said, how did you quit smoking? What was your testimony? 865-342-5620.
Reeling in the bass and casting your cares. He's got you covered. It's Bob Bell.
Come on and sing my song.
For WRJZ, it's now 6:21, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. Temperature holding steady at 69 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Some of you may have a sprinkle, depending on where you are. Some of you people have been working all night. Those of you third shifters, we don't call you graveyard shift anymore. I was told in the hospital that wasn't the appropriate name. Do not call the hospital workers, especially, that work the third shift, graveyard. That's not. A nurse, being my mom back in the day, said, that's not cool. Don't do that, my mama said. Meanwhile, there's some good things going on out there. I noted that we had reports of people coming to Christ in their 20s. There's a lot of them. I heard a testimony yesterday from a young pastor that called me. And he was so excited. He said he just happened to have coffee with a 21-year-old guy. This 21-year-old guy sits down at coffee with him. He just wanted to get to know him and see what kind of Bible study class he can place him in so that he can grow in his faith, right? So this young pastor says, so what can I do for you today? What's on your heart and mind? He goes, this young 21-year-old man looks at him dead straight in the eye and said, Kyle, that's his name, Kyle. Kyle, I need to get saved. They're at a Starbucks. This young man came to faith in Christ at a Starbucks. That's a miracle. In a Starbucks. No, the fact that any of us come to faith in Christ is called a miracle. It's God's miracle. But in a Starbucks, this young man gave his heart and life to Christ, threw up the white flag of surrender. And now he's going to be set on the road to discipleship. So he joins a group, a Bible study group, and really gets involved with some people that Kyle is going to put him in touch with. He didn't say, gee, Kyle, how's you and your family? Gee, Kyle, thank you for meeting for coffee. Thanks for buying my latte. He said, Kyle, I need to get saved. Boom. I told Kyle on the phone yesterday, I said, Kali Coyote, that's what I called him. I said, I think God's still sovereign, don't you? I love it. There's a lot of rejoicing going on. Again, continue to pray for all those things coming up. Notable birthdays today. I thought this was good. Lee Merriweather, the great Lee Merriweather, turns 91 years old today. She was the assistant to Buddy Ebsen and Barnaby Jones. Wasn't she also Miss America 1955? Miss America 1955. She's 91 today.
Barnaby Jones.
Yeah.
Starring Buddy Ebsen.
And who else?
Also starring Lee Merriweather. With guest stars Janice Rule, Darlene Carr.
It's like he couldn't find the paper.
Victoria Shaw.
Darlene
Special
Carr.
Guest star, William Shatner.
Oh! Bill Shatner was the special guest star on that.
Dead Man.
Oh, yes. I remember that particular episode with Bill Shatner on it. Oh, cool. Meanwhile, Wild Bill Hickok was born on this date in 1837. U.S. Marshal, frontiersman, Army scout. But he also was a legendary gambler. He was shot from behind and killed August 2nd, 1876. He was born in 1837 on this date. He was killed in 1876 while playing poker, holding a pair of aces and a pair of eights. What is that hand known as, Dave Clabo?
It was called the Dead Man's Hand. in Deadwood, South Dakota.
That's it.
That's where he died.
Deadwood, South Dakota, the dead man's hand. Again, that's a pair of aces and a pair of eights.
Hickok was, I mean, he lived up to his name, Wild Bill Hickok.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, there's a guy that's, in fact, you probably know who he is, Ed Hooper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He,
he's a historian.
Well, a good historian, too.
The Hoop.
He is related to an outlaw, John Wesley Hardin.
Now, that doesn't surprise me in the least.
Way far back.
Yeah.
Well, there's that he...
Not that he acts like an outlaw.
No. He's... You see him, you don't think outlaw. But...
Right.
John Wesley Hardin, according to legend, shot a man just for snoring.
I heard that. Yeah. Some people are just mean. I mean...
Duh.
You know who else's birthday it is?
I have no clue.
You do, too. We talked about it. Well, turning 90 years old, the incomparable Lou Gossett Jr. Academy Award winner from An Officer and a Gentleman.
He played that part well. I think he won an Oscar for that, didn't he?
He did. Academy Award winner. Along with Knoxville's David Keith. How about that?
He played that part of that suicidal recruit very good.
Yeah.
He did.
And he played in a little television series, miniseries that is, known as Roots. Roots Part 2, 1977. There were millions upon millions watching that. And Roots, by the way, has been reincorporated back into the Knoxville Library as far as access for kids. There is some more adult material in it. But it's not salacious. What we're talking about, for those of you who are confused, and there are many of you who are confused, is, well, you can't ban books. I heard a lady say on the news a moment ago, Dave, no book should ever be banned from any library. I went, hang on just a minute. Are you talking about all the Hustle magazines? Are you talking about, not just that, are you talking about 50 Shades of Grey? Should our 8-year-old girls be picking up and reading 50 Shades of Grey? Well, would they have to learn this stuff sometime?
How far are they willing to take this? Are they wanting to put it in the school libraries?
Well, that's what she was saying. No book should ever be banned of any kind from a school library. And I'm sorry, that's incorrect. You have to have some common sense and age appropriateness. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such as these inherit the kingdom of God. If you do harm to one of these little ones, it would be better for you had you never been born. It would be as though you had a millstone tied around your neck and tossed into the depths of the sea. I don't understand the fascination with people who have their hearts so darkened that it's extremely important to them to have a dude read to my 5-year-old grandchild who's dressed up like a woman and dressed up like a woman stripper at that. It's not that they're just dressed up like a woman. They're dressed up like a salacious, skimpily clad woman, but it's a dude. And then the question you have to ask, and I'm sorry to bring this up, but I've got to. Why do you think these dudes, these men, these males, are so intent on wanting to have story hour with a group of children? Why is that so important to them? I think that's a question worth asking. All right, the Bob Bell Show continues. Knoxville City Council says no more smoking in Knoxville, period. I guess on any buildings in the city. What do you think? And by the way, how did you quit smoking? 865-342-5620. Love to hear your story. Coming up, all the news fit to be heard from Fox News, the latest on the deal. Is there a deal or no deal? We've been saying that for weeks, haven't we? In the Iran conflict. That's coming up. Brought to you by our good friends at Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue.
G Joy Radio.
Listening to this really helps me out. It helps me just kind of chill.
More reasons people are listening this May.
You can really feel the spirit of Jesus and God there with you.
It helps me get back on track.
This is Joy Radio.
I bid you good Wednesday morning. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM. This is Joy Radio. Hello, Bob Bell at your service. Now coming up on 24 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Sunrise coming over the Smokies. Beautiful. Partly cloudy out there. We have 69 degrees now. One of the big sayings we're talking about in the Summer of Liberty is from Ben Franklin. September 17th, 1787. The Constitutional Convention, huge event in the history of our country. A lot of people don't realize it. The Constitutional Convention. Benjamin Franklin was asked by Elizabeth Willing Powell on September 17th. Well, what do we have? Have we created a monarchy or a republic? Benjamin Franklin, in his wisdom, already in his late 70s, said, well, we have a republic if you can keep it. Meaning it is the responsibility of those being governed to self-govern, to be involved, to be informed, to know who does what, when, and where. Do you realize that one of Jesse Waters' reporters on Fox News went out on the streets? This is early yesterday. He went out on the streets early yesterday, and he said to just a passerby, young lady, looked to be in her 20s, maybe even 30s, said, who did America go to war against in the Revolutionary War? And she said, the Philistines. He asked another male about the same age coming down the street. I don't know, Iran? Revolutionary War. There's some of these children that have been educated don't even know what it is. I'm serious as I can be. And if we do not teach history, that's why Roots ought to be back in the public library. But how to dance looking like a woman when you're actually a man in front of children should not be in the public library. It should not. It absolutely should not. Well, that's awful mean of you to say, Bob. No, it's not. It's actually quite loving for me to say. Those things should not be in a public library or in a school library for sure. The book Roots should be in there, and it should be handled with care, and it should be handled with adults and children together. But not when we're talking about sexual mores, no. That's for parents. There's these things called moms and dads that are supposed to teach those things. We don't cede that over to the education system, and the education system, most people don't want it. More coming up. 865, your thoughts, 865-342-5620. It's now coming up on 639.
Smoother than the I-640 flyover at 6 a.m. It's Bob Bell.
Well, yeah. Sun's coming out all over East Tennessee with great joy. Bob Bell at your service on WRJZ. We're trying to walk on sunshine everywhere. Jeff Bagwell's going to be in at 7:20 this morning. So we talk about water safety and all kinds of safety, actually, not just water. Later on, I'm going to give you a chance to win the promise of heaven. 31 reasons to get excited about your eternal home. Then, our WRJZ Ministry of the Month, which is Alistair Begg's Truth for Life, comes on at 12:30 weekdays. I'm going to give away this commentary book on Ecclesiastes, Chasing the Wind. It's a Bible study series, verse by verse, as you can imagine. Each lesson includes four actions. Open the book, study the book, live out the book, praise and prayer. Then there's optional content for further study that contains related scripture. You can get that information from the book, actually. Ecclesiastes, Chasing the Wind, from Alistair Begg. Then I have Truth Triumphs from the one and only John MacArthur. In other words, we're giving away your 12 o'clock hour right here at WRJZ. Truth Triumphs, a combination of those sermons going back to 1969, and the WRJZ highlighter. All yours, as we'll play a trivia challenge coming up in just a few moments. Actually, about a half hour. It's all coming up right here. We'll do that right before Jeff gets in. The Bob Bell Show. I welcome you, and the number is 865-342-5620. Sometimes God takes your bad choices and hangs them out to dry. Like, eat enough French fries and crystals, you're going to get fat. I mean, you're going to get overweight. I mean, you're going to get gravitationally challenged. And God will hang that out to dry. Everybody, your sin will be right before you, right in front of you. It's right there. It'll be abundantly clear. Your ankles and knees will hurt. You'll ache more. When you smoke, you know, my dad even described it. My dad was a smoker for 35 years. As a doctor, he knew exactly what it did. But the knowledge of what it did didn't stop him from smoking. He finally quit, I think in 1982. He started smoking pipes. He left the cigarettes. And he did the pipe thing for about 2 years. And I mean, he had a pipe in the car. He had a pipe in the boat. And I'm talking about the runabout boat that we had, the tri-hole. He had a pipe down at the boathouse, which we fished from, on the banks of the Tennessee River across from Island Home Airport. He had two pipes in his office, at his doctor's office, two pipes. So wherever he went, he wanted to make sure he had plenty of pipes there. Another two pipes in the living room where he normally sat in the big easy chair to watch TV, evening news at night. And then all of a sudden he just quit. And I'd say, how did you do that? Because by that time I had started smoking. I said, how'd you quit? He said, well, sometimes when I feel like I have an urge, and he says, I still get the urge, I just get up and get a drink of water. So my dad had very little control over drinking. He would literally drink three martinis a night, unfortunately. He's a good doctor. He's a good guy. He didn't stop drinking till very, 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 very late in life. It's because his throat hurt so bad he couldn't. And then the Lord got a hold of him about 3 weeks before he passed away. But the fact of the matter is, he had control over other things. He would take a tiny piece of chocolate off a Hershey bar. You know how Hershey bars, some of them, especially in the old days, they broke into little bitty squares? He would take one little square. It was about a half inch, you know, in square, a half inch. He would take a little, he'd nibble that. He would meticulously wrap the cellophane back up, put it back in his drawer, and save it for the next day after he had lunch. For lunch, he would eat very modestly, and, you know, he wouldn't gorge himself. He would control himself very well. But when it came to alcohol, there was no control. Nothing. When it came to smoking, he quit smoking. Then, oddly enough, after he quit smoking, within 11 years, he was dead. Died of throat cancer. Yeah. So, but I'm always interested, and I did this a few years ago, and I put it up. I said, you know, how did you quit smoking? The number 865-342-5620. If you just give me a brief line or two, how did you quit smoking? I know I'm talking to some previous smokers out there. Erwin Lutzer talks about the basics of salvation in a moment on The food for the soul, it's great. Brought to you by Kelly Jarnigan of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call her today, by the way, 865-938-4400.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something?
For WRJZ.
He said, I did.
That's what you're here for. Be the hands and feet of Jesus.
I created
you. WRJZ Joy Radio. Good morning. Welcome to the Summer of Freedom 2026 in the semi-quincentennial. I told you about a friend of mine, Kyle, leading a young man, 21-year-old, to Christ. Just going to get coffee and kind of casually talk over, you know, where should we do Bible study, blah, blah, blah. The guy sits down before they say one word. The young man looks at Kyle, my young pastor friend, and says, Pastor Kyle, I need to get saved. I just need... And so he went through the great story and the wonder of salvation with him. And God had called that young man since from the beginning of time, but Kyle got to be the harvester guy. Now God gives the actual harvest. Kyle's going to get to be the cultivator, the discipler as well. Meanwhile, there are discussions going on today at the White House. A meeting has been called with the president and his advisors about what to do with Iran. Who are they dealing with? Do they know? Like which part of the regime? Which part of the regime is dead? They know most of them that are dead. However, is the quote-unquote supreme leader alive? The latest one. Because the rumor has it he's not been seen in public. This is a matter of prayer. This takes God's wisdom, not man's. How to handle all of this, to open up the Straits of Hormuz so that ships can freely come and go, thus bringing down the oil prices. Well, that sounds awful selfish. No, it means your lettuce is cheaper, your peas are cheaper, your mushrooms are cheaper, your chicken's cheaper, everything's cheaper. But it doesn't cost so much money to transport. You know, and wind and solar won't do it, kids. I'm sorry, it will not. That has been somewhat of a sham from the beginning. It will help accentuate, maybe help a little bit from the electric grid. It won't do it. Meanwhile, I actually saw a podcast. I don't know why I even see some of these things, but I do. And it's just about 15, 20 seconds of a podcast of a very intelligent young man who looks like he's in his 30s and 40s, and he's the smartest person in the room. Or at least he thinks he is. He says, I don't care about your land. He's talking about people who own their own land. I don't care if your pappy bought it for a nickel and handed it down to you. That doesn't mean it belongs to you. I was mortified when I heard that. You know what he's saying? Nobody should own land, period. The government should own land. That's it. Everything belongs to the government. Because they do such a good job with it. Anyway, we'll look at the national parks there, Bob. Well, that's a different story. That's under the national park system, and you got to watch out. Even my grandfather, who was all for the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, was distressed to know that some people were tossed out of their homes when the Great Smoky Mountains National Park came to be. That did not please him at all. Anyway. This is why we need prayer and go before God's wisdom. We're talking about pursuing wisdom tomorrow with Dr. Todd Harden. That's going to be good. We have another special update from Michael Woolworth of the Bible. You can go to wrjz.com/Bible. Maybe how about a donation of $60? Now, if you can only give $5, that's one person. We had one dear soul give us a $20 bill and say, give that to the Bible League. So we did. You know what? that's going to put four new Bibles in the hands of somebody who desperately needs them. That's a lot. Meanwhile, it is the birth date of one Vincent Price, who was born on this date in 1911. We're going to have a special trivia challenge involving Vincent Price later. But the Raven, I love to hear him read the Raven in just the first few seconds. This is how it sounded many years ago as this classic artist, actor, read the Raven.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore. While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door.
There it is. I just love it. Anyway, he was born on this date in 1911. Henry Kissinger, Nobel Peace Prize winner in 1973, Secretary of State, died right before his 100th birthday. He was born in 1923. Henry Kissinger. Yeah. Also with a birthday today, Antonio Freeman is 54. Jack McBrayer from 30 Rock is 53. That didn't sound like 30 Rock. Anyway, from 30 Rock, he's 53 today on the celebrity birthday list. He also was on the Conan O'Brien show, Can't Stop, Wreck-It Ralph. He was on Wreck-It Ralph. That was pretty cool. All for WRJZ. Good morning and welcome in. So here's the question. Did you quit smoking? Did God do something in your life to stop you from smoking? I've heard many testimonies to where a guy started to reach for his cigarettes because he would do that the first thing every morning up on top of his mantle in his home. And he said he felt the Lord impress upon him, hey, just put that off for a few minutes. So that same pack he started to reach for, he just left it there. A few minutes later, he started to reach for it after he took his shower and got out of the shower. He said, now I can have my cigarette. And he started to reach for it. And he said he felt the Lord. Didn't hear words. Don't freak out, y'all. He just felt the Lord say something to the effect of, no, let's put that off again. So later on, he put it off. Yeah. The next day, he kept putting it off, and he kept putting it off, and the Lord kept helping him put it off. He said, finally, after about 3 years, my wife said, when are you going to move that pack of cigarettes? He said, I don't know. I've been putting it off for 3 years now, having that next cigarette. Of course, they were all stale, I'm sure. He finally threw them away, and he quit smoking. Coming up, we got the very best in news, Fox News, the very things of which I was speaking. We'll talk about, including the Straits of Hormuz, what's going on with Iran, are we close to a deal, who are we dealing with. All of that coming up at WRJZ, Knoxville. It is news time. Brace yourself. It's 69 degrees and cloudy skies. Now, what you have to find out at a real church casserole gathering, a potluck, is really it's chicken casserole, broccoli casserole. What are the biggest dishes at a church potluck, in your opinion? 865-342-5620. Because as summer wears on now, and even though it's the unofficial start of summer already, since we've had Memorial Day, there's going to be a lot of potlucks. What are the biggest side dishes or main dishes at a church potluck, in your opinion? We'll have different answers. You know, different denominations think differently about their food. It is funny how that happens. People say, you're crazy, Bob. I know. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock at WRJZ Joy Radio. Done with great joy and gladness that you're here with us. The number 865-342-5620. Truth Triumphs, a combination of messages from Dr. John MacArthur dating back to 1969 in a wonderful book, will be yours later on. Chance for you to win Bob's Big Trivia Challenge. Also, 31 Reasons to be Excited About Your Heavenly Home from Dr. David Jeremiah. 31 Characteristics of Heaven. Also, the WRJZ highlighter, but the main thing, the book on Ecclesiastes from Alistair Begg, Truth for Life, comes on at 12:30. That's our WRJZ Ministry of the Month for Joy Radio. Good to have you. So keep that in mind. Get ready to play later on. Jeff Bagwell will be in studio with us right here at the station, committed to help you grow in the faith. George Washington once said in his farewell address, though in reviewing the incidents of my administration, now again, this is his farewell address, I am unconscious of intentional error. I am nevertheless too sensible of my defects not to think it probable that I may have committed many errors. He was a humble man. Whatever they may be, I fervently beseech the Almighty to avert or mitigate the evils to which they may tend. I shall also carry with me the hope that my country will never cease to view them with indulgence, and that after 45 years of my life, dedicated to its service with an upright zeal, the faults of incompetent abilities will be consigned to oblivion, as myself must soon be to the mansions of rest. In this beautiful language, his final paragraph reads as follows, relying on its kindness in this as in other things, and actuated by that fervent love toward it, which it also so natural to a man who views it the native soil of himself and his progenitors for several generations. I anticipate with pleasing expectation that retreat in which I promised myself to realize without alloy the sweet enjoyment of partaking in the midst of my fellow citizens the benign influence of good laws under a free government. The ever favorite object of my heart and happy reward is, I trust, of our mutual cares, labors, and dangers. Signed, George Washington. That's his farewell address. There's many others in the farewell address. He made it very plain that one cannot have a free and open society without a people who are moral and are tied to absolutes. For WRJZ, coming up in just a few moments, more on the Bob Bell Show and a chance for you to win right here at WRJZ. Put this number in your contacts, 865-342-5620. Right now, it's 709.
Stuck on the interstate? Don't worry, you've got Bob Bell riding shotgun. Yeah, that's going to help. I'm calling the gates of hell. I'm storming the gates of hell. Does the devil keep on my soul? I'm taking back what the enemy spell.
Good morning and welcome in for WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Joy Radio, all over the world at WRJZ.com. It's good to have you along. Pull up a chair and have a seat. It's now 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. 712, 69 degrees, a little humid out there. It'll make your hair curly, that's for sure. Today in 1944, talking about taking back what the enemy stole, an American amphibious force landed on Biak Island in the Southwest Pacific, about 900 miles southeast of the Philippines. Japanese defenders of Biak fought desperately to retain the island, and General Walter Kruger, U.S. 6th Army commander, did not declare Biak captured until August 20th. But it was really, the liberation started in 1944 on this date. 1957 on this date, Senator Theodore M. Green of Rhode Island became the oldest to serve in the U.S. Congress at that time. Senator Green was 89 years, 7 months, 26 days. I think Strom Thurmond served till he was well into his late 90s from South Carolina at one point. from WRJZ and Joy Radio. Good to have you along. Pull up a chair and have a seat. Again, I have this wonderful prize pack, including the book on Ecclesiastes, Chasing After the Wind, from Alistair Begg and Truth for Life. When you read the book, you have to have a certain Scottish accent. So I need Philip Cameron in here. Philip, where art thou? Philip could read it like it should be read. I can't even roll my R's. Read it like I should be read. Do the best I can. Anyway, for WRJC, we also have the book called Truth Triumphs, as I mentioned, with John MacArthur. His sermon notes going all the way back to 1969. That's crazy. That's wild. That's great. Also, 31 Reasons to be Excited About Your Heavenly Home from Dr. David Jeremiah. A free highlighter. This is a prize pack. This is a real prize pack. The number is 865-342-5620. So what's the big trivia challenge? Well, I told you it's going to involve Vincent Price. Vincent Price, 1958, starred in a movie where he literally turned into what kind of insect? 865-342-5620. I bet even the handsome young Jeff Bagwell knows that one. 1958 on this date.
Can we give a hint?
Well, I don't think you're going to need to.
Okay.
you're not going to need to. Well, that was good. For WRJZ, Vincent Price starred in a movie as a doctor who accidentally turned himself into what kind of insect? Vincent Price's birthday, born in the state, 1911. From WRJZ, the whole prize pack can be yours if you have the correct answer in Bob's Big Trivia Challenge. Dave, you've got them processed. Let's go to the phones.
We have Daryl on the line.
All right, let's go to Daryl. Hi, Daryl.
Hey.
How's your other brother?
He's doing great.
Now, that Daryl doesn't talk, does he? Actually, neither of them.
Right.
But you talk for him. Anyway, that being said, Daryl, here's the question. 1958, Vincent Price, who was born on this date in 1911, played a crazy doctor who had a mistake in the laboratory, mixed some of his own molecules up wrongly with what insect?
A fly.
The fly. How was that, Dave? How did that go? Yeah. I remember that. I remember seeing that on like a late, late show when I was a kid. And the hair came up on the back of my neck.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
I mean, I couldn't eat for about a day. That's saying something for me. But anyway, Daryl, you've won the entire prize pack, including good old Alistair Begg's book on Ecclesiastes. How's that sound, my friend?
That sounds fantastic.
Well, you're in high cotton, son. Hang on right where you are. Mr. Dave will get some more information from you at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. In Sevier County, we're at 99.5. All over the world at WRJZ.com. Yeah, I was talking about some great things that I've seen. We're coming up on the Summer of Liberty. What I read to you from George Washington was just part of what I want to share with you. How things were written and said out loud that lifted people up. And where did the Great Revolution really start? Many would say it didn't start in the halls of Freedom Hall, Philadelphia. It actually started in churches and pulpits with a great revival. All coming up at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. By the way, shortly, we're going to be praying over one of our elected officials with Pat Paulus. Pat Paulus prayed yesterday for Senator Ed Jackson and Senator Sarah Kyle. Senator J. Adam Lowe is going to be the subject of prayer today, coming up in a few moments, as we pray over our elected officials each and every day, right here at WRJZ and 102.5 FM, Joy Radio. We do this in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
That's what he's doing. I am B Square, that's for sure. WRJZ, Joy Radio. Jeff Bagwell is with me. I've already bid him happy birthday a week early, right?
That's right. Just 1 week.
So I missed it by 1 week. But Logan's birthday was yesterday. 23 years old.
It's hard to believe.
Well, I got a dispute for you, though. My records show that Jeff Bagwell is 58.
I like your records.
You like that?
I like
is
your records.
Is that kind to you? Oh, I'm sorry. This is the baseball player from the Houston Astros.
That's my twin, my brother from another mother.
That's right. Jeff Bagwell, 58 today at WRJZ, but not this one. He's a little bit older. But anyway, we're going to talk about water safety. We are glad that the Lord has seen fit to bring us some rain.
Yes.
Tell people what that does for the land. When we've had a big drought and the danger of fires, high winds, all kinds of, the mixture's been there. We could have had a worse fire season.
It very well could have been. And people always think that it's only about the rainfall.
Yeah.
But it's as much about the humidity levels and the temperatures as it is just the wetness.
Yes.
The rain. So by bringing the rain, which we needed desperately, obviously the farmers would tell us that that helps the crops.
Sure.
Helps all of those kind of things. But it helps us because it keeps everything wet. Brings in the humidity.
Us being firefighters.
That's right. Us being firefighters. Brings in the humidity. Therefore, it keeps the fire risk down.
So the humidity is a big thing. When you have low humidity, even though you may have had a recent rain, it dries up very quickly.
That's correct.
If it's a dry facility and everything, it just all the. I remember several times in the month of May and in the month of April, putting my hands in the grass to do the push-ups in the morning.
Yep.
The ceremonial push-ups. And going, my goodness, this ground is dry.
Yeah.
There's no dew.
Yeah.
And you take a good breath of air, and it's good, clean air, but we need some.
Yeah.
So this morning, I went out there. You could have cut it with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
It's thick out there. It may not rain a drop today. Don't know. Yeah. There's been several different predictions, and all of them have been wrong. They said this is going to, you know, it's going to rain at 3 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
Then I get up, and there's no rain. Then it's going to rain at 6 o'clock this morning. We come here, we're in our show prep, no rain. You know, so far, I don't see any rain out there. Did you drive
no rain?
I mean, I saw two or three sprinkles on my windshield on the way. That's it.
Yep.
And so it tends to dry up as it comes off the ridge, but the grass was wet this morning. The other thing was the air was wet.
Mm-hmm.
So we had good, and it makes it easier for you to fight. So do we have any outstanding big fires in the forest that are... Okay, none raging.
No. Nope.
Whatever happened to the House Mountain fire?
Well, it went out. That's the best part.
That's Jeff's technical knowledge getting in the way there.
Technical term.
Attaboy.
It went out. The Forestry Division, can't say enough about those guys. They did yeoman's work up on the mountain with bulldozers.
They had to dig lines.
They had to dig lines around. The hard problem, I can't remember if it was the north side or the east side, but the terrain was so steep that you couldn't put a dozer on it. So you really had to just kind of dig way down below and just let it burn.
Yeah, let all that other fuel burn.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't like that, but you have to understand, if we can't physically, safely get to where the fire is, we just got to let it burn and dig a line around it.
Yeah, we can't have an operator overturned.
That's correct.
And risking his or her life. We can't do that.
Not when it's open land. And truthfully, anybody that does any forestry work would tell you that it's good to let the land burn off every once in a while. The Forestry Division does prescribed burns to burn that undergrowth and that vegetation that you don't want so that the good stuff grows back.
Yeah, I think we need to send that memo to California.
Yeah.
Let some of the underbrush grow, because that's fuel.
Yep.
And we kid around, but it's serious business. You can have all the reservoirs in the world filled. Of course, they didn't have any of them filled, but... You've got too much fuel burning.
Yeah, and that's what happened in Gatlinburg in 2016.
It did.
We never had any of those burns. Of course, all we've got is years and years of leaves and undergrowth around those houses, and that was just, you know, years and years of fuel.
And that November was very dry.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. Those things, I mean, people don't understand that there's a great danger. Jeff Bagwell, Rural Metro, with us. So if I need to burn some brush today, I'm good to go.
you're good to go.
Yeah, it's a good deal. I figured
just
so.
Need to get a burn permit from Knox County.
I got that. I wouldn't do it without that. And it's simple. You go online to where?
Easy. You go online to Knox County Air Quality Management.
Uh-huh.
And just go through the steps. It'll tell you
follow
if it's a
prompts.
Good time or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll send you a permit number, and you're good to go.
And that's it. And if you, you know, somebody comes to your home and says, hey, what are you doing burning? You know, you pull out the permit number, have that available on your phone, you know, and be ready. And it's okay. They're not trying to assault you. Mm-hmm. They're trying to be safe.
Yep.
Because we've had plenty of just regular residential fire pit fires kind of get a little out of control. Or people burning brush, which is what Bob likes to do.
I'll give you a good example, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago down in Farragut.
Yeah.
And Farragut has become not the farmland that it used to be. It's grown up a lot.
Right.
A fellow was out in his backyard burning in a burn barrel.
Should be fairly safe and contained, right?
Pretty safe and contained. His child started playing with the burn barrel,
ooh,
turned it over in the yard. The grass was very dry.
Oh, no.
Burnt up to the house, caught the deck on fire, which caught the house on fire. And we had to come put it out.
Wow.
Just children being children.
Right.
For whatever the reason. But it caught the entire house on fire and destroyed it in a harmless accident when somebody probably shouldn't have been burned in the first place.
Exactly. I remember one of our pastors who retired several years ago, he said it was one Christmas day, and he had the tradition of burning the Christmas paper.
Yep.
That's a tradition. It's a tradition at my house. We do that. We always have some logs and branches and things. There's always, when you have a bunch of trees, there's always something falling. So you got to burn it, or it's better to go ahead and consume it in controlled fashion. But that being said, it was a very dry Christmas, and he started burning it. It looked good at first, and all the kids were out there having a big old time. They thought about getting marshmallows, and then the grass caught.
Mm-hmm.
And then here came the water hose, and here came the fire department.
Yep.
On Christmas Day.
Oh,
which is it's why you can subscribe to Rural Metro.
Yeah.
You can support your local volunteer fire departments. You can do all those things. Make sure you do that.
Right.
Because, and I remember there were some firefighters who actually came to my father-in-law's home while he was still alive when he had fallen out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd already gone to work, and they couldn't get a hold of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
We lived 75 yards away. We couldn't do anything, and we couldn't get him up. But there we are.
Yeah.
More with Jeff Bagwell. This is the Jeff Bagwell walk-up music at WRJZ Joy Radio. Coming up, news from Iran and all the news that's fit to be heard therein. At WRJZ, coming up in a few moments, brought to you by Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue, your home for Michelin.
I listen because I believe that when you fill your life with godly things, that the Holy Spirit inside you craves for it after a while.
Joy Radio.
I got Jesus. I've got all that I could have. Take the world away from me. I'll be okay. I got Jesus.
Wow. What a great song. Ben Fuller. WRJZ, if I got Jesus, I got it all. I was watching that news story that you were watching from Washington, the state of Washington.
Yes.
Big implosion, one dead, nine missing. Don't you hate the idea of getting calls like that, don't you?
That's right. Oh, yeah. We don't ever want to have those kind of calls. You know, you certainly don't want to have anybody that is deceased out of a fire, but to have someone missing and not be able to find them, you know, you think about the ability to give closure to the family.
Yes.
And not being able to have that, that's pretty serious.
I mean, that was an implosion, too. This was in the state of Washington in Longview.
Yep.
At WRJZ, this is Joy Radio. That's Jeff Bagwell of Rural Metro right there. You see his handsome face on TV all the time. You know, getting to do the press conferences and provide extra information and insight to people. Now, you told me a second something I did not know.
Yep.
That if you're a person who can't replace your own smoke detectors.
Yep.
Maybe there's a physical problem, an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them done for free.
Yes, you can.
What's the new state program?
Yes, so the state program is called Get Alarm Tennessee. And you there's a website that's under Get Alarm Tennessee. It's from the Tennessee Fire Marshal's office, and you can go online and enter your information, and then that email will come to me if you're in my part of Knox County, and then I will call you and set up a time. And not only do I come and give you the detector, I install the detector.
Yes,
and the detector is has a 10 year lithium ion battery. So literally, when we put it up, you don't have to touch it for 10 years.
See, that's the way it ought to be.
That's right.
So an 85-year-old female who doesn't need to be on top of a ladder or trying to change a smoke detector can get this done, and it could save her life.
That's correct.
I mean, that's just I think that's perfect.
Yep. That's what it's about. And then on top of that, they also have carbon monoxide detectors.
Yes.
Because that's a silent killer that a lot of people don't think about. If they have
what does carbon dioxide smell like?
Carbon monoxide smell is a odorless, colorless gas. It doesn't smell. So you can't smell it at all. And for those of us that have natural gas, maybe you have propane, we have carbon monoxide in our house, period. Now, if you don't have any gas appliances, you don't need a carbon monoxide detector.
Right.
But if you have,
I do not.
If you have those, then you need to have that detector on the wall, period.
Yeah, and that's what my daughter has at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several because her whole kitchen is natural gas. That's wonderful, but you need to have that just in case.
Yes.
And she has two young babies. Well, one 6 and one 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, that's a point of emphasis for her. But she's well aware of that.
Yes.
Several years ago, before the first baby was born, before 6 years ago, she accidentally caught the old kitchen on fire. Well, the old kitchen had some pipes that were actually there in 1899.
Ooh.
So that kitchen took about 6 months for them to rebuild, and the insurance took care of it. And now it's a new updated kitchen, but it came with carbon monoxide sensors.
That's right.
Coming up on 7:40 at WRJZ, Wednesday is here. Jeff Bagwell continues with us in just a few moments on WRJZ and 102.5 FM. We're also asking you, when did you give up smoking? If you're a former smoker, how did that happen? 865-342-5620. Jeff and I want to hear just a brief detail about your testimony.
General Nealon had 7 famous maxims. Bob Bell has a mic. Let's roll.
We were talking about smoking cessation. Jeff Bagwell and I, by the way, that's another good way to prevent fires. I remember watching the Andy Griffith Show one day, and I know this is crazy. Good morning, everyone. That's Jeff Bagwell from Rural Metro. I'm Bob Bell. 69 degrees at WRJZ. It is 68 degrees in Powell. It is 70 degrees in Sevierville. Good to have you. 7:42, 18 minutes away from 8 o'clock. So I was watching the Andy Griffith Show, as I am wont to do. And it was the episode where Barney gets the motorcycle.
I remember that.
So Barney upset the truckers. And all the truckers were rolling through town. It's late at night. Andy Taylor, the sheriff of Mayberry, is in his bed smoking a cigarette. He can't go to sleep, so he's sitting there. You can see him. He's smoking a cigarette. And he reaches down beside the bed. I'm talking about on the floor. Reaches down all the way to the floor where the ashtray is on the floor. Puts the cigarette out and tries to roll over and pull the covers over his head where he doesn't hear anything. And all those trucks are rolling through because they got mad at Barney. And I said, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Yep.
Literally, he's just... Now, the one time when the baby was born to Sam the farmer, he said, let's go outdoors, Barney. I got to have a smoke. They said, doesn't the rain make it smell good out here? All that sort of stuff. That was normal. And that's when they smoked. And a few years later, there was no more smoking on television shows for the most part. But he literally... I mean... Smoking inside the house, it is. There are so many different things that can catch on fire. Talk about that.
Yeah, so, and we just had a fire fatality last year.
Yeah.
Involved a good friend of ours. whose father was smoking in a chair.
Yeah.
And so
inside,
you have to think anything in a car or your house.
Yeah.
You know, your chair upholstery, blankets, things like that. That years ago we used to smoke when people would smoke in the bed, as
you're sure.
talking about with Andy. You know, you'd have ashes, you'd have cigarettes, you'd have people that would fall asleep with a cigarette in their hand.
Oh, for sure.
And that's an actual fire. People don't think about that, but it is. You
for
have
sure.
to put a flame to it to start it.
For sure.
So that's just more smoking materials, the byproducts of cigarettes and lighters. We in the fire service have been fighting that issue for decades. I mean, if you go to a gas station, what's right there at the front where you pay with a credit card, it's lighters. And I see kids all the time playing with lighters, and I'm like, stop
but
your child.
No. You know, it only takes the you know, the vapors.
Yeah, that's it. So smoking materials, they account for a large number of house fires that we see in our society.
Now, I was at a gas station the other day filling up with liquid gold, and I looked across the parking lot just about, he was only about 20 yards away. There's a guy over by the bushes, you know, mm-hmm. hotboxing a cigarette, and I went, you want to move on over there? I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I felt like it. I'll tell you what, I finished up pretty quick, and I went on my way as quick as I could.
Yeah.
he was a little too close for my comfort,
yep.
even though he was separated from the filling station part.
Yeah.
And I thought, no, this is not good, because all it takes is those fumes.
That's right.
And
people think that it's gas, it's the liquid that ignites, but it's not. You're right, it's the fumes.
And that's what I've always heard. I remember, now some of the dumbest things, this is confession time, you know, I always talk to Father Jeffrey about...
yeah, we always have confession time.
Monsignor Father Jeffrey, I confess that I have, and this is what I did many, many years ago, dumbest thing you can do. Had some extra corrupted gasoline that was in, you know, a container.
Mm-hmm.
It accidentally got mixed out with some diesel. So I poured just a little bit of it on a fireplace.
Oh.
Not inside, a fire pit.
Okay.
Where I burn. And then, you know, I said, I'll wait 30 minutes. So I waited 30 minutes, and I threw a match on it. Well, it woofed up pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
And about 3 weeks later, I grew my eyebrows back.
Yeah. I did that. I've done that on a brush pile. Yes.
Singy hair, and you know, you don't have any eyebrows. What up your eyebrows? Boy, you got a good nice suntan there, Bob. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Don't do stuff like that.
Please don't.
What if we have corrupted fuels, things like that, that let's say sometimes a mixture of gas gets in. Like I've got some now that I won't touch, but I've got some diesel mixed with gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do anything with it. Got to get rid of it.
Right.
But how do I get rid of it? What's the best way?
I would venture to say you could probably take it to the Knox County Solid Waste Disposal where you take your trash.
Yes.
They have areas for things like lithium-ion batteries, for hazardous material, chemicals, liquids, things like that. They have
that. That's what I got to do. Okay.
That.
That gives me the answer I need. Some of y'all don't sit there and act like you've never had these problems.
Oh, no.
I'm just confessing to you. Yeah. From my innards, I know.
Yep.
Wednesday is here. Don't forget the Bible League. Go to wrjz.com/Bible for $5 a Bible. You can get a copy of the Bible in someone's hands who doesn't have it in their language. We're going to try to get to 2,400 here in the next month. Let's do it. Also, next month is going to be called the Summer of Liberty on Joy Radio, WRJZ.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water.
Man, I can't believe we're in our last segment. The WRJZ Joy Radio. Can you believe this is the last week of this month?
It's hard to believe.
This year is almost 5/6 done.
That's right.
I mean, it's nuts.
It's crazy. Time flies.
No, that's 5/12 done.
5/12.
You know, I did pretty good with my...
You did pretty good in math, didn't
I was,
you?
I was in Seymour, you know. So, let's see. Father's Day is the 21st.
Okay. So, it is the 21st.
So, you've got to ride on the 20th.
Yep.
over at Rusty Wallace Honda, big benefit ride. Now, is this all different kinds of motorcycles?
I think so.
Because Rusty's going to ride in it, my understanding, is Rusty Wallace himself.
Yep.
This is going to be a big deal. And it's a great nonprofit. It's a great cause. For more information, you ask my friend Chad Campbell about
it.
He'll tell you all about it. And he'll be in it.
Yep.
He'll be doing it, too. But, yeah, I think they're going to ride up from there to Morristown or something like that.
Probably.
You know, Chad's from that area.
Yep.
I think they got a statue of him up there.
Oh!
He was still bald.
He was bald then, he's bald now.
He's just, you know, he didn't change much. But I was sent another picture the other day of yours truly, Bob Bell, in a football uniform.
Ooh, now.
Seymour High School in 1980 at the Zaxby's in Seymour. They had my picture up there, the basketball picture up there with those short shorts, you know?
Oof.
Like, oh, yeah, right. I look like a fullback wearing short shorts because I was 6'2", 265 pounds.
Were you the bruiser?
Oh, yeah.
Inside?
I was the power forward.
Power forward.
6'2", 265, and that's what I did is shove people around, get as many fouls called on me as I could in a short amount of time, you know. I could score. I could do that, but I'd bump people out of the way and go up for a layup and that kind of stuff. Play against people twice as big as me, or tall anyway.
Right.
But my football picture's up there. A guy by the name of John Stafford, who used to be a South Young Trojan back in the day, John Stafford told me he saw it over there, and I said, good land of mercy. I don't know how you could eat your chicken after that. No, I actually looked decent. I had, you know, blonde hair, and I actually was in shape instead of the shape being round, you know. I think we kind of remember that, don't we, Jeff?
Yeah, barely.
Barely. I don't know what it feels. I can't remember what it feels like, but yeah, Father's Day is June 21.
Gotcha.
So in this summer of liberty, we're also going to celebrate Flag Day, Father's Day. We're going to celebrate and commemorate the Invasion Day. We're going to talk about June 6th, the Normandy invasion.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge part of our history.
Huge.
Things could have really changed in that conflict.
Yeah, there's even a movie coming out.
Is there?
About D-Day and about the invasion in Normandy.
Mm.
Coming out, I think, maybe it's this weekend.
You know, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Because it's the weekend before. June 6th, Friday, is when Dave and I will recognize that here on the air.
Yeah.
But again, this is all a part of our Summer of Liberty at WRJZ and the Gospel of Liberty, too.
Yes.
It is for freedom's sake that Christ set you free. Stand firm, then, and do not be burdened again by yoke of slavery. That's Galatians 5:1. And I think we need to commit things like that to memory.
Yeah.
Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. He also said, if the Son has set you free, then you're free indeed. Those are from John chapter 8.
Okay.
So those are all freedom verses. There's many others that we're going to go through the month of June. We're going to have a celebration.
Yeah.
As
we should.
I mean, as troubled as we are, not knowing if a boy's a boy and a girl's a girl, or if right is right and wrong, is up is down and down is up, if we're having difficulty with that, we still need to go back to the roots God gave us, which is His Word.
To the Word.
And if we do that as a nation, and we confess, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So we go back to the old familiar proverb. We stake our trust in Him. Coming up today at 9:30, Dr. David Jeremiah is talking about, you know, all the wrong things. Those things by and by will be fully exposed. Those things that everybody is saying is right, that are pointing the opposite direction of what the Lord says, will be exposed.
You know, we have this idea today, this idea that God's a big grandfather up in the sky, kind of just pats us on the head. Listen, you can do what you want to do. As I've said to you before, you can get your kicks, but you got to take the kickbacks with them. Amen? So I just want to tell you, as faithfully as I can, don't think you're going to be the one who will get by with it, because you won't. You won't do it. Nobody ever does. But there's another impossibility that's good news, and I want you to listen up. You may have messed up. Who of us here can look at another and say, I haven't ever had to come back and ask for the cleansing and the hyssop? We all have. And you may have messed up, but maybe you're in the midst of it right now. Let me tell you the next impossibility. Yes, it's impossible to get away with sin, but it's also impossible to get away from the love of God.
There you are.
Yeah.
coming up at 9:30. You cannot depart from the love of God if he has you, but his Holy Spirit will convict the hound out of you. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, you need to check your salvation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
That's right.
You won't be the first. All right, again, free smoke detectors available to those who are unable with a 10-year lithium battery in it.
Yep.
How do we get it?
You can go to the state's website, or you can just call Rural Metro Fire if you need to.
Yeah, and they can install it for you.
Yep.
These are free. And this is, I think this is a lifesaver. I did not know that.
If you're not in our area, you know, if you live over in Seymour or something like that, then we can connect you with who you need to talk to for that area.
We may have you back on a little bit later on in the midsummer. But folks, when you're out boating this week, next week, don't drink.
Yeah,
just don't.
Please don't.
Just don't. Make sure there is a flotation device regulated for everybody.
Yep.
Make sure. What are some other things we need to check on?
Oh well, number
just basics.
Basic stuff. Do you know what CPR is?
Yes.
If somebody has a medical emergency, such as
out on the water.
Out on the water. Do you know what to do?
Yes.
Do you know where you are on the water? Where do I go? Where the nearest dock is if I need help?
That's important to know where you are.
Yeah, know where you are. As opposed to
with today's devices, that should be easier.
It should be. That's correct. Because we've had many calls where people will dial 911 and they're on the water, but they have no idea where they are.
Which cove they're close to or which dock they're near.
They don't know. We can't help them if we don't know where they are.
I want you to have fun. I used to love to ski and slalom and all that kind of stuff when I was much younger. And I had a blast fishing and all that kind of good stuff. Get out there and have a great time. Leave the alcohol on shore. If you just got a drink, just don't do it. Just don't.
Nope.
You know, if you're going to do it, for heaven's sakes, do it at bedtime.
Right.
You know, and then go to sleep. Don't do anything. Don't drive.
Don't drink and drive. Don't drink on a boat.
Yeah.
Period.
Because BUI carries a lot of the same restrictions and punishments as does DUI.
That's right.
So boating under the influence. Well, Jeff, you're a great spokesperson. We appreciate that. But also just an advocate for people who don't know that they can get help.
That's
some of your local fire departments also, just like they have for my mother-in-law back in the day, can come take an elderly person and pick them up out of the floor and just get them back stood up. Whereas this other spouse can't do it.
Right.
Because they're elderly.
But just what happens.
And I remember my father-in-law used to apologize to the firefighters, and they would all just, Mr. Curley, it's okay.
Yep.
We're glad to see you. We're just glad you're okay.
We'd much rather come into those conditions than others.
Exactly. Jeff, thank you, my friend.
Anytime.
Claybo, excellent job once again for WRJZ and 102.5 FM. We're going to talk about pursuing wisdom tomorrow on the Bob Bell Show with the one and only Todd Harden. That's all coming up. Until then, go out and do Jesus to someone today.